To the zone. It's not the Pat Bradley Show.
Oh, that's a great name for a show.
Yeah, it would be. You tried that once already. How'd that go?
It actually was good.
It was BS.
It was pretty good. I listened to it.
Justin, I was rough.
Yeah, well, this is better. You know, I was thinking about this, too. By the way, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley. Wally Hall, who's here, courtesy of our friends at Delta Timber, Matty T, and Shelby, who's shadowing today. Dan Patrick?
Yes.
He makes a pile of money, you know?
Oh, yeah. He does.
I almost said a bad word. He makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. His show starts at 7. He's got the deal. I mean,
you go 7-10, 7-11?
Yeah, he's got the best deal. 7-10. So he doesn't have to be there super early, but he doesn't stay late either. I mean, that's the deal, dude.
He definitely doesn't stay late.
No.
He gets phenomenal guests.
Yeah, he does a great job. All those national guys get good guests. But you know who he doesn't
have? What are you trying to say, Wally? We have probably the hottest name in Arkansas sports on the show right now with us.
Wally Hall.
Well, yeah. No, Catherine's a two-time.
Even hotter than Wally Hall right now. Catherine Grable, two-time NCAA champion, and a first time it's ever happened for a University of Arkansas gymnast. So how about that? Let me bring her in. There she is.
There she is.
Catherine, welcome to the zone. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic.
We're so proud of you. We're so excited. We love to see good things happening, and congratulations on all your success. What a great year you've had.
Yes, thank you.
It's only April.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for an encore? That becomes the question. So.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
So you have had, obviously, a great career. You had a great, spectacular year. SEC Gymnast of the Year, two-time NCAA champion on the vault and the floor, and we'll talk about the specifics of that. But, you know, we always think, does that lead to other opportunities in gymnastics? Does it lead to other opportunities elsewhere? I mean, we instantly start thinking about the Olympics, which is really the only time we generally, outside of Razorbacks, talk about gymnastics. What's next for you in the world of gymnastics specifically?
I mean, I'm definitely not strongly thinking about a career in competing gymnastics after this. But as far as coaching, that's definitely what I'm determined to do in the future.
So talk to us about the NCAA. Certainly with the year you had, you know, certainly knew you'd have a chance to compete and win a national championship. Did you have an event that you felt better in going into the NCAAs?
I felt better in the floor just because I hadn't scored below 9.9 all season, and my vaults can be a little crazy sometimes on landing, so yeah. I was definitely more confident in floor going into the competition.
How long is the floor exercise? How long does that routine last?
It's a minute and 30 seconds.
And what was your song? I'm assuming everyone has a song, right, that they...
Did you watch the video? Is incredible. You need to watch it. They had it posted online. It was
impressive. I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I think Sporting Live Arkansas had it up. But did you have a song that you used, or was it like production music, or was it a popular song?
I used the instrumental of Kanye West's Skinhead song.
Oh yeah, we play that.
We use that as a comeback.
Yes, it's a catchy tune. There's no question. Okay, so talk to us about, you know, getting ready for that and going through it. And the thing that always stands out to me as far as Olympic-style competition like gymnastics is that it's a one-shot deal. I mean, if you slip or flub, I mean, that's that. I mean, it's not like in basketball where if you brick a layup, you get a chance to come back the next possession and try it again. It's so mentally, I would think, you've got to have the right approach. It's got to be very difficult. So can you talk to us a little bit about that and you know, the pressure of being in a situation where you've got to perform and it's got to be right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've had plenty of practice with that just over the years. You know, you have a routine, and it comes down to your routine to win or to make it to the next level or whatever it is. So I've definitely had a lot of practice with that, especially being in the anchor position on multiple events. So, I mean, I just kind of used that on Sunday and just kind of remembered, like, this is always my position in the lineup. This is always where I'm at. So, I mean, I'm in this spot for a reason, and I'm in this spot to win and to make it to the next level.
How much practice goes into, like, the floor routine? Is the floor routine the most, I guess, elaborate? Is that the one that takes the most amount of practice, or are there other events that you spend more time on?
I mean, I guess it just depends on how weak or strong you are in an event. So, like, if you're weaker on an event, you're probably going to do a lot more practice there than if you have a strong event. Usually on floor, we do about 2 routines a week on floor, and then we just work on tumbling and stuff like that mm-hmm. on other days. So it all just depends.
Catherine Grable joining us, 2-time NCAA champion, just finished out at the NCAAs and one in the vault and one in the floor exercise. When you are flying through the air, we were talking about this earlier, it's scary. I mean, watching it for us, I mean, we all kind of hold our breath. What are you thinking about when you're flipping and flying through the air in the vault?
During the actual flipping, I don't think I'm thinking of anything. I'm just kind of hoping that my ankles don't break when I land and I stay there and don't move. But I definitely think, you know, before my tumbling passes or before my vault, I think of all of my little cue words that I have to do during it, and then just kind of let it fly and hope it lands right.
What are your key, like, give me some key words from your floor exercise.
My floor, it's mostly just like set, because I need to set to go up into the air, mm-hmm. And then kind of just tight, squeeze, stuff like that.
Okay. Interesting.
So you're coaching yourself through this?
Yeah, kind of. You're just kind of reminding yourself of the little tiny things that you need to do to make your tumbling passes as good as possible.
Catherine, I'm going to ask you to pardon my ignorance. You won 10 all-around titles this year. How many different events do you compete in when you're doing all-around?
There's 4 events. There's vault, uneven bars, balance beam, and floor exercise.
Okay. And what would you consider your weakest?
I would definitely consider bars my weakest, but it's also my favorite event to train, so I don't really know how that worked out. But, yeah, I've definitely gotten a lot better on bars, but it's just still not as strong as my other 3 events.
Catherine Grable joining us again, 2-time NCAA champion, 10 all-around titles this year, 8 vault titles, 13 floor titles, and 14 chances, also named the SEC Gymnast of the Year. You're a Wisconsin native. Can you talk to us about the attraction to Arkansas, and certainly competing in the SEC had to be an attractive opportunity for you, considering it's, for those who don't know, it's kind of like the SEC is in football. I mean, it's an extremely competitive, difficult conference to win in.
Yeah. I mean, there really aren't that many, there's no Division I gymnastics colleges in Wisconsin, and I really wasn't worried about staying close to home, and I feel like Arkansas, just the city of Fayetteville and everything about here reminds me so much of home, and I love the facility that I get to practice in every day, and I love the coaches and all the staff here. They're all amazing.
Is it a situation where they're able to come and watch you in high school or compete in some big event, or do you contact different schools that you want to attend?
It can go both ways. Renee, actually, and the previous assistant coach here, they contacted me because there's a big Junior Olympic National Championship towards the end of the year that club gymnasts compete in, and that's when most of the college coaches will go and they'll watch routines and they'll think like, oh, I like that girl, I want to contact her. And so they kind of came to me. I sent a couple videos out to other schools, but I was kind of just waiting for someone to approach me before I did anything.
You know, when you brought up the idea of how unique the sport was, I thought how it's really the only collegiate sport that gets judged, right? I mean, everything else mm-hmm. is like,
yes, until they institute
you scoring a touchdown,
collegiate
you,
figure skating, yes.
You're hitting a 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, you could have in your mind the perfect routine. You can't get it back. What are the challenges you see with gymnastics versus these other sports that you have to almost have a different mindset?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard, especially when you think you did a great routine that should get a 9.9 or 10 and you don't get that score. But I mean, that's just part of gymnastics and that's just part of the sport. And you know, you just literally have to drill it into your brain every day, and every competition I did my best, I did everything I could, and the score is gonna be what the score is gonna be, whatever the judges want it to be. So it's not really up to, you know, like you said, you make a 3-pointer and it's 3 points. It's not really like that. It's just you have to think, I did my best, and whatever the score comes out to be, that's what it is.
Got to watch out for those dirty Russian judges, Catherine. That's
yeah.
the key.
You
stay
can't
away.
Trust them a bit.
Stay away.
What are you studying at Arkansas? What are you going to get your degree in?
Sports management.
Okay. And you want to coach, you said?
Yes.
When are you going to graduate? Is this spring?
I should be graduating in August.
Pat should be graduating in August, too. We're waiting on him to finish.
Catherine, how old were you when you started gymnastics?
I was 2 years old.
2 years old? Mm. How many hours a week did you do it at 2 years of age?
Oh, gosh. It might have been like an hour and a half mommy and me class, and we just like ran around and didn't do any sort of gymnastics at all.
Do you have gymnasts in your family?
No, I don't. My mom used to be a cheerleader, but that's about as close as it got.
Okay. What was it? What are your strengths that you think separated you from when you first began to now that separated you and got you to where you were?
I don't really know. I mean, I did a lot of sports growing up, but I feel like gymnastics just came the easiest to me. And I started competing when I was 8 years old, and I think I just fell in love with it. And ever since then, I just worked so hard to get to where I am now. And I don't really know why I chose gymnastics, because actually looking at it and thinking, why would I want to run, like, however fast at like a stationary object on vault? I don't know how that would be fun, but somehow I found it fun.
Yeah. Catherine Grable joining us, two-time NCAA champion, first time the University of Arkansas has had an NCAA champ. She wins on the floor and in the vault. And you are also now up for the Honda Award, and it goes to the top women athletes in 12 NCAA-sanctioned sports. So congratulations on being considered for that. When do you find out if you've won that?
I'm not sure. When do I find out the Honda Award? When do I find out about if I won? Next couple weeks.
Okay.
Not sure of the date.
What about that new logo? You've seen the Razorback logo, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. I just got a shirt the other day.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's really cool.
It looks like an animal that would run at a stationary object, so it's right up your alley.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. You think he looks like Pumbaa from The Lion King?
The Lion King. Yeah, that's what Trey said. Yes, I don't know about that. Well, but let me ask you about your uniforms, outfits.
Yes.
Did you guys ever have a discussion you want to go all black? Like the football and basketball team does?
Or anthracite? I mean, we do have a couple.
Anthracite gray?
Yeah, we do have a couple all black, well, I guess mostly black, mm-hmm. Leotards. And, I mean, it just kind of depends on what we want that year. We have an all-white one. We have all-red ones. And I just, at event finals, actually, I wore one that was mostly black. There was white trim on the collar. But, I mean, it just kind of... I don't know.
No
leotards
outrage.
Don't really have, yeah, they don't really have like a specific, like, ooh, we want to go all black this year or something, you know.
You talked about thinking about not hurting your ankles when you're landing on the vault. Injuries has got to be a huge part of your sport.
Yes.
How did you, certainly staying healthy had to be a key to your success. What kinds of issues have you had with that, and what do you do to try to stay healthy and deal with injuries that are, I'm assuming that's just part of the deal with gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've actually gotten very lucky. I have only had one surgery, and that was last year, and it was just a little scope on my knee, so it was nothing serious. And I think to only come out of the sport with one small minor procedure is almost unheard of. And, you know, our trainer, he does so much every single day, like massages, and he tapes my ankle every day, and if any little thing's hurting, he looks at it to make sure it's okay. And I mean, it is part of the sport, because you're just throwing your body in the air and trying to land, and your ankles don't like it, your knees don't like it, your shoulders don't really like bars, and you just do as much as you can to stay healthy and communicate with the trainer, and you know, do everything you can to make sure your body is ready for the next competition.
You mentioned you want to coach. Do you have an age group that you'd like to coach? Would you like to coach collegiate, back in juniors? What's an age group that you think you would like to be involved with?
I would definitely like to coach college, but I think it is really important, and it definitely, I think, builds your coaching experience to coach club and, you know, younger girls, to actually teach them skills, because then you learn a lot of things about technique and all that kind of stuff that you would miss out on if you just went to college.
You going to stay here, or you going to go back to Wisconsin? Or I guess if you're looking for a gig in college, it just depends where the openings are, huh?
Yeah, I'm planning on staying here next year, and then waiting until, usually college jobs open up around April, so mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here and then wait till next year, April, to see what's open as far as coaching.
Has there been one gymnast that impacted you?
Like college?
or just Olympics, whatever.
Somebody you grew up looking up to, maybe?
Yeah, someone that you, yeah. that you kind of modeled yourself after.
I mean, I definitely, growing up, Holly Weiss, she was my absolute favorite gymnast and still is.
I can understand
and
that.
And she was, like, on the world team. She was an elite gymnast, and she missed the Olympics by, like, one girl or whatever. She was the alternate, and I actually visited Oklahoma, and she went there. Hmm. So I was just, like, thrilled to finally meet her and hang out with her a little bit. And then when I came to college, I met Jamie Pisani, and she has definitely been my role model since then.
But you don't have any Olympic desires?
I don't know. I mean, I think to... NCAA national championships are pretty good.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
It is a trip to Rio, though. I mean, it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So what would that entail? I mean, if you were interested in that, or how does that work? Because it really, I mean, from what I've seen in the past, and I'm not an authority on this by any stretch of the imagination, it seems like there's an Olympic path and track, and then there's a collegiate track, and you don't see those intersect very often.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's not very often that you see a collegiate gymnast go elite and try to make it to the Olympics after college, mostly just because by the time you're 21, 22 years old and you're done with gymnastics in college, your body's kind of ready to be done.
Yeah. My best days were over at 22 also. I understand that.
So, I mean, if I were to do that, I would have to start training a lot kind of towards the end of this year and start training new skills and perfecting my routines, and then you have to go to the ranch where all the elites and Olympic potential Olympians train to kind of, I don't know, match up your skills with the other girls.
Catherine, very proud of you, girl. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
A lot of wanted attention, great attention to the university.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we appreciate the time, too. Good luck with everything going forward, and we'll be pulling for you on the Honda Award as well. So,
thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.